Good evening, everybody. This is the end of day podcast from Marcus today on the 9th of the 9th, a day that will sadly go down in history as the day Queen Elizabeth passed away. The whole world is waiting for a speech from King Charles III. He is due to speak on British TV anytime. Meanwhile, the usual warning, this is general advice only. It is not suited to your personal financial circumstances. Let's get into it. A solid day today with the ASX 200 closing almost on its highs, up 46 points, and it came alive midday. A few things going on, apart from the Dow futures up 193 points, and the UK and European futures also higher as we run into their open. They were following rather than leading. There was a risk-on rally happening today. For instance, Bitcoin was up 7% this afternoon, the barometer of irrational exuberance. But perhaps the most meaningful macro change this afternoon was the US dollar index, which dropped 1%. That's a huge move for a currency. The US dollar is a safe haven currency. Generally speaking, it's a barometer of economic bearishness. So there is some suggestion this afternoon that everybody's got more optimistic about the economy, growth, possibly interest rates and inflation. We'll come to that in a minute. But also helping drive the change of mood was a solid rally in China. That was up 2.64%. Sorry, that was Hong Kong. The Hang Seng was up 2.64% and China up 0.93%. There is talk of Chinese stimulus on its way. And of course, we have the Chinese Leadership Summit on the 15th of October. And there are some suggestions that they might soften the COVID zero approach. And the Chinese had inflation numbers today, prompting talk of stimulus. The CPI number was below expectations, up 2.5% year on year. Expectations were 2.8%. And that number was down from 2.7% in July. And their producer price number as well was also below expectations of 3.2%, came in at 2.3%, again down from 4.2%. And of course, we have the US CPI number on Tuesday, and there are a number of strategists expecting, or now coming out with their forecasts, expecting that number to drop month on month. The last 3 months, it has been up 1.0% in May, up 1.3% in June, unchanged in July, and now we have forecasts that it will drop in August. Morgan Stanley forecasts minus 0.23%. The CBA were also in the AFR today saying they expect the inflation number to drop. And that, of course, comes because the gasoline price, which was up 44% year on year in July, is now 46% off the top and fell 7.7% last month. So that just could see inflation peaking on Tuesday, and the market's probably responding to that prospect as well. Peak inflation, could this be true? And on top of that, you've got to suggest as the ECB raises rates, which it did last night, and as Powell stays hard, doesn't go soft, and as the chance of a 75 basis point rate rise from the FOMC hits 90%, their meetings on September the 21st, you have to suggest that interest rate fears can't really get any worse. Anyway, I can't help thinking that as the glass goes half full suddenly this afternoon, we are thinking up every excuse to be positive, and it may well be there is some other factor out there today which has driven a risk-on rally. We will see. But it does appear to be, from the fact that the US dollar has gone down significantly and the Aussie dollar is up a huge 1.48% today, 68.58 it is at the moment. The mere fact that has gone up suggests that there is economic optimism driving everything, and that has certainly been borne out in our stocks today. Because if you look through the sectors, resources have absolutely dominated today, sector up 3.1%. That compares to the banks unchanged, IT pretty much unchanged, staples down 1.2, healthcare down 0.5. It's all to do with resources today. Is this the pivot point on the resources sector? And the gold sector catching a chop out as well, up 3.7%. Energy drifting a bit at the back here, up 1.1%, but still higher. So it is definitely a risk on rally. And to run through a few share prices, BHP up 3.2%, Rio up 2.7, Fortescue 6.1, South 32 3.4, Illumina 4.7 in gold, Newcrest up 3.8, Northern Star up 3.2, Evolution Mining up 4.6. SBM up 2.2. Uranium even got involved. I'm not sure uranium and lithium really got involved. It's just sentiment, or as sentiment goes, risk on, all the hot sectors move more easily. And in uranium, ERA up 2%, Paladin up 0.5, but Boss up 3.6%, DYL 6.4%, Bannerman 0.4%. Copper stock Sandfire SFR came to life as well. It's had a pretty rocky ride, running into some pretty shabby results recently. Anyway, up 8% today. But if we're talking hot sectors, look no further. Lithium stocks carry on. They are on a tear. Alchem up 5.1%. Pilbara Minerals 5.9%. Mineral Resources, this was the one that drove it, up 13.6% today. On suggestions, they've appointed JP Morgan to separately list their lithium assets. Go Lithium. Ioneer up 3.0%. Vulcan up 4%, BMG 24%, CAD 25%, DEG 11.9%. And the coal stocks as well, Yancoal up 5.3%, Whitehaven Coal up 3.1%. Almost no interest in banks today, as I say, the sector didn't move. CBA up 0.3%, Westpac 0.4%, NAB 0.8%, ANZ 0.5%, Bendigo 0.1%, Bank of Queensland 0.7%, and Macquarie was actually down, surprisingly, 0.3%. In Little Stories, Tyro Payments, which Henry holds in the small caps portfolio at the moment, up 9.1% today. It received a bid from private equity this week at 127. It's now 138. Ramsay Healthcare fell 1.3% after walking away from the $1.83 billion sale of its Asian joint venture. Nuix NXL was up 24% coming out of a trading halt. No bid yet, but obviously people think there will be some, and the CEO's been buying shares. And IDP Education fell 1.3% as the CEO departs. The mere fact I mentioned that tells you there's not a lot of corporate news going on at the moment. They're all exhausted after the results season. In not so fabulous news today, the NAB have upped their variable home loan rate by 0.5%. So quite an interesting day today. Was that the bottom on resources? Because these macro indicators, Aussie dollar going up, US dollar going down, are quite significant. And the other thing, of course, is maybe the inflation peak and the interest rate fear peak is on our doorstep. Let's hope so. As I leave you, the Dow Jones futures now up 136. They've come off the top. That's about it. I'll be back with the Marcus Weekend email tomorrow. And of course, it's on the website. Here's something you haven't heard before. God save the king. Good luck, Charles. I think he will do a heck of a lot better than people give him credit for. Let's hope so. You have a fabulous evening. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.